You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials Podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. It is week 9, but more importantly, it is Blackpool week. Strictly Come Dancing's annual visit to the home of a ballroom dancing at the Lancashire venue. So everyone's going to be right on top of their game as the 7 contestants now have very much got the finishing post in sight in the last few coming weeks. We'll take a look at the outright betting. And as he has been from pretty much week 1, Danny Mack is a very solid favourite in and around the 5-4, 6-5 mark. He's going to be dancing the Charleston this week, so that should be another absolute showstopper for the Hollyoaks actor. We then move on to Louise Redknapp, who's a 5-2 chance. Louise has been doing really well with Kevin in the last few weeks. Once again, another big score last week. And they are dancing the Paso Doble this week. And of course, Kevin is the king of the Paso Doble. In fact, Kevin has scored maximum points for this dance in the past. So he's going to be wanting to make sure that this is a real showcase dance for Louise, and they should sail through with flying colours. We then move on to Claudia, who's been doing really well with AJ. Probably one of my favourite couples, actually, the whole show. I think that those two gel really well. She's a 6-1 poke. RA, of course, was in the dance-off 2 weeks ago. He bounced back last week with the old sympathy bounce. He's an 8-1 shot. Ed Balls, who's been the star of the show in many respects, getting through with some very highly amusing dances along the way. He's a 12-1 to win it outright. Judge Rinder, same price. And the outside is Greg Rutherford. Greg, of course, who found himself in the dance-off last week with Daisy Lowe. But it was the model who perished last week, as predicted on this show, at 13-8. So who's going to go this week? That's the big question. It looks, on all intents and purposes, it's going to be between the three that have sort of been flirting in and around the dance-off, if not have been the dance-off itself. We've got favourite to go, Greg Rutherford, at 6-4. They're doing the quick step this week. Judge Rinder, he's next in the betting with Oksana to go with the salsa, 15-8. And then Ed Balls is the next in. Of course, he survived dance-off after dance-off, courtesy of a massive groundswell of public voting in his direction. They're going to be doing the jive this week. Now, the jive, of course, he's going to be doing it in Ed fashion. Catcher's going to be make sure that choreography is absolutely incredible. And the only way he would probably be in the dance-off is if Blackpool, basically their dance floor, swallows him up and the voting public have had enough of him. But he's managed to last past the beyond the normal comedy acts like the Anne Widdecombe's, John Sargent's, Judy Murray's and Russell Grant's of this world. So it's got a feeling that he could be pushing towards the finals, certainly the semi-finals anyway, Ed Balls at this rate. So it looks a straight fight between Greg Rutherford, Judge Rinder and Ori Adobe. Ori, of course, is doing the Viennese waltz, which should be technically a very, very good dance for him. Anything that's in hold and showy and, you know, he's going to obviously do it to a very, very good extent. So we are left with Greg and Judge Rinder, as the market suggests. Now, it all depends which one of these two, of course, is the most proficient. Technically speaking, I think the quick step with Greg and Natalie should be, in theory, a better dance, really, than the salsa, because obviously out in hold, doing a Latin dance, that's where the technical aspect of the dances sometimes come apart. So with that in mind, around about the 15-8 mark this morning as I speak, I'd probably take a chance that Judge Rinder goes into the bottom two, and if he gets into the dance-off, might not be able to have enough skills to overcome the likes of Greg or RA, let's say, if they are in the bottom two. So that's my advice for this week. Judd Rinder, who hasn't been in the dance-off yet, perhaps might go this week if he does. And he's a 15-08 chance with William Hill at time of recording. Thanks very much for listening to me waffle on about the Strictly Come Dancing action. Let's now go to Rob Dixon, our X-Factor trader, who's going to have a look at the weekend's twos and pros in the dancing, in the singing competition. Over to Rob.
Thanks to Andy Holding, and I have got the man sitting next to me, Rob Dixon, who's going to take you through the X Factor and a little bit of I'm a Celeb chat as well. Rob Dixon, take it away, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, welcome to again to the X Factor part of the Strictly podcast. Normal eviction 2 weeks ago we had, but controversy came back last week when Sam Lathery became the latest to depart the show after a sing-off with Ryan Lowry. This time the controversy consisted of Sharon maybe changing her mind mid-sentence to send Sam home. We never know, but it definitely created a bit more of a Twitter storm, so to speak, last week. It's been on their mind for a few weeks, but of a possibility of a lovebird bottom two between Ryan and Emily. And I think if it is going to happen, it is going to be this week. We've priced it up at 6-5 for it to happen. We will have to wait and see. Sarah's still in the mix for the elimination this week. But first of all, let's have a look at the outrights and the effect of the outrights. Emily Struggles saw Matt shorten to 8-11 in the outright from odds against. Five After Midnight were the big winners of the week, really. 8-1 before last week have now taken over second fav at 4-1 ahead of the indomitable Honey G, who's 9-2. Emily, 3-1 last week, is now double that price at 6-1. The final two spots filled by Sarah at 14-1. Ryan Lowry is your rank outsider at 66-1. Going on to the elimination, and predictably Ryan is short at 4-7 to go. This is the shortest price we've offered for any contestant at this stage this year, and it's looking banker material that he'll be singing for survival this week. Who goes with him? Could be tight, though. Sarah Alto is 3-1 for the elimination. She's 8-13 to be in, to feature in the bottom two. Emily 7-1, 11-8 to be in the bottom two. And Honey G is 8-1 and 7-2 to face her first bottom two of the series. So who goes? Well, Ryan's deserved favourite, and it's a struggle to see him not only avoiding the bottom two, but also struggling to see him winning the sing-off against really what's left. For the fact that they really want, I think, this sing-off, Emily really has to be the bet to be in the bottom two, maybe the 11-8 this week, which is slightly better than the 6-5 on offer for the combo. So 11-8, Emily Middlemiss bottom two for the X Factor this week.
Very good. Thank you, Rob. And I think Alex Dunn, who is our I'm a Celebrity aficionado, is ill at the moment.
He's ill. He's only on for 3 weeks a year. How can he be ill at this particular moment?
He's maybe in the jungle with them here.
He might be, yeah. He might be the next contestant to come in.
Outright betting available for I'm a Celebrity. Rob, you going to spin us through it?
Yep. My favourite reality show. I love I'm a Celebrity. I love the fact that it's like 2-3 weeks and it's just really, really quick on every night. And it's you don't drag. You don't want it dragging for 6 months like X Factor every year or Big Brother and stuff. But yeah, we do have a short price fav now. Scarlett Moffat. The Gogglebox star is even money now to win the show. 5-2 when it opened last Sunday, as expected with this sort of show. She's had plenty of airtime in the first week. She took part in the first eating task as well, which is always sort of good TV. And she's picking up enough stars. She's also been shown a lot. We mentioned last year how in the little VT segments that they show, they go into like the Bush Telegraph and show those, and Vicky Patterson last year seemed to have an opinion on everything. Every little segment they showed Vicky Patterson. It's starting to look that way again with Scarlett Moffat. And even like last night when it was a quiet show for her, they still showed enough VT segments to sort of keep her going. Yeah. It was a good parameter last year with Vicky of how the producers view them. And obviously with Scarlett, you can see the potential that they've got.
Yeah,
for the win.
Even money she is. Larry Lamb 5-1, Adam Thomas 6-1, Danny Baker 8-1, 10-1, and bigger the rest. I think people love her, don't they? Because she's quite naive, childlike in many ways, Scarlett Moffat.
Yeah.
My family think she's fantastic.
Yeah, she is. She comes across pretty much the same. You watch, if you watch Gogglebox week in, week out, you see that sort of thing. You kind of wonder if sometimes if she acts a bit thick, is she putting on an act for the viewers? Or if she is thick, I don't know. But no, I mean, it is good TV when she's there, and the producers know that they obviously want her in the show.
Is she even the bat the then now, do you think, or is she too short for you?
I think she's probably a little bit too short at the moment. I've sort of talked up the chances over the last couple of days of sort of Carol Vorderman at 12 to 1. The problem that she had was she actually did the eating task. She was sort of secondary to the eating task. While Scarlett's price has collapsed, Carol's pretty much the same price as when we started last Sunday. So she's doing the task tonight. She's in with the two newbies, Danny and Martin. So it'd be interesting to see how she goes with that task and see if her price contracts. But, I mean, she seems to get quite a lot of fans. The fan polls I've seen, she's got sort of decent fan support out there. And you'd think at the moment you're looking at maybe a Scarlett. If you're looking at the final three, you're looking at Scarlett, Larry, maybe Carol as that third slot. So based on the prices, you'd think maybe 12 to 1 is still decent value out there.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you to Andy Holding as well for his look at Strictly Come Dancing this weekend. If you're having a bet on the specials, do enjoy it. Check out all the markets that Rob produces each and every week by going to sports.williamhill.com and clicking on TV/specials. And we'll be back with more podcast action as far as the specials are concerned next weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.